Hello, I'm Malcolm Cox. It's Friday, the 12th of August, 2011. In the North West London Christian Church, we're preaching through the Psalms of Ascent. That's numbers 120 to 134. The sermons can't cover all the details, of course, so these podcasts are giving a bit more information. And today we're in Psalm 132, verse 11 and 12. They read, "The Lord swore an oath to David, a sure oath that he will not revoke. One of your own descendants I will place on your throne, if your sons keep my covenant and the statutes I teach them, then your sons will sit on your throne for ever and ever." Here we have the second half of the psalm. Verses 1 to 10 have been essentially David's, and now the second half from verse 11 is essentially God's part of the psalm. It's God's oath here in verse 11, matching David's from earlier. His promise is a response to people's prayers. It gives us great hope for our prayers being responded to. And what kind of promise is being referred to here? Well, it's the promise to David's line, and it's found in 2 Samuel chapter 7, verses 11 to 16. We'll just review that. "The Lord declares to you that the Lord himself will establish a house for you. When your days are over and you rest with your fathers, I will raise up your offspring to succeed you, who will come from your own body, and I will establish his kingdom. He is the one who will build a house for my name, and I will establish the throne of his kingdom forever. I will be his father, and he will be my son. When he does wrong, I will punish him with the rod of men, with floggings inflicted by men. But my love will never be taken away from him, as I took it away from Saul, whom I removed from before you. Your house and your kingdom will endure forever before me. Your throne will be established forever." What an amazing promise. How David must have been feeling at that point when this promise was made. Astonishing. And God was faithful to this promise. Though David's children and his children's children were not particularly faithful to it, yet God was patient and forbearing. And of course, Solomon took on the throne after David. He did become the one to build the temple, and his own sons created many problems, which we'll have to come back to in another podcast. But the promise that was made to David by God was one that God was faithful to for as long as he was able to be in terms of the faithfulness of David's descendants. We need roots in the past. We need to look back. It's only in looking back at the history of the people of faith in the Old Testament and the New Testament that we get perspective on our own story, our own adventure of faith. This pilgrim who's singing the Psalms as he goes up to Jerusalem is reflecting on Israel's past as he goes to Jerusalem. He's going to worship in that temple. He's going to David's city, and he's reflecting on what happened to David, what happened to the promises, and how God was faithful. And we need that as well. We need, as Peterson says in his book, A Long Obedience in the Same Direction, we need to look at the past to give our obedience, to give our faith ballast and breadth. We need a vision of the future to give obedience direction and a goal. We need to look at the past to have faith for the future and to check the accuracy of our direction. Are we still on the narrow road? David's sons, unfortunately, lost that perspective. In fact, in some ways, David did as well in his own life. But if we can also look back at God's faithfulness, then it'll give us faith for the future, no matter what our waywardness or the waywardness of others has been like. A good memory of the past blessing wrought by obedience will fuel our hope for future promises of God to be honored, and this will lead to a mature obedience in the present. We'll look a little bit more at David's sons and the consequences of what happened in the next podcast. But until the next time, I hope that this thought from today will help us to be faithful in the future. If you'd like to know more about our church work, have a look at nwlcc.org. And please give us a review and some stars on iTunes. Thanks very much. Until the next time, I hope you have a wonderful day. And God bless.